It's not a midlife crisis, it's a midlife career pivot experiment called Fork in the Road. And I'm the human guinea pig, Andy Marshall, who's got the gall to attempt to have a successful career doing work I love, creative work, and throw that notion of a starving artist out the window. Then take the elevator down to the ground floor and jump on it some more. And I'm going to keep doing this every day on the podcast. So let's go. There are so many benefits to making art every day. For me, it's something I need to do for my mental health. Because like so many creative people, if you aren't creating, you're becoming miserable, or you become miserable and you get even more miserable. And this can take, you know, doing your art, being creative, can take many forms, from sketching to painting to writing, you know, a blog post, or even, you know, recording a podcast, marketing your artwork, just being generally creative. And I've personally started a routine where I sketch or do digital illustration work every day. Well, that's my plan, even on my busiest and most distracting days. I've created a discipline where I pick up a pencil or the iPad and draw for a minimum of 5 minutes. I don't know, they have these so many minute rules and all this kind of stuff, so I figured I'd make one up of my own, which probably isn't original at all, but let's just call it original. And it's my 5 minute rule, where to progress my art projects, I basically make a deal with myself that I draw for a minimum of 5 minutes, and or up to an hour. But if I'm just not feeling it, or my day is too hectic, I just put it away after 5 minutes. But my brain seems to be happy with this method, and my mood is way better if I've gone without creating for several days in a row, which I sometimes do, and it just doesn't help my mood at all. And I also feel that by exercising these muscles, my art muscles, even for a little bit of time, my skills develop quicker and I see improvements in my work, and that becomes more encouraging to do more work. So kind of like one thing leads to the other, you start doing it and you just do more and more, and it just kind of one thing feeds the other. It's just the hard thing is just getting started sometimes. And 5 minutes doesn't seem like much. So if you can just commit to doing 5 minutes a day, if it goes longer, that's great. If it doesn't, then that's fine as well. So my new little deal I've made with myself really feels like it's working for now. It does anyway. It's something about not committing to a large chunk of time every day. It's just committing to starting every day and seeing where it takes me. And Elijah and Crumpet chimed in and they said in my blog, because these podcasts are all related to my blog, said definitely it's a great idea to kickstart the body back into a good routine. When you leave something for too long, it's too easy to keep delaying for the perfect time to start. Because that's the thing, the perfect time to start, there never is the perfect time to start. You'll always come up with some excuse, some reason to procrastinate and just not get started. So I think, you know, if you can manage to try and commit to 5 minutes a day and see where it takes you, and you might be surprised how much you end up getting done. And that just about wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to start talking, I'd love you to leave me a voice message. All you have to do is tap the link at the bottom of the podcast description and you'll be able to leave me a 1 minute message there. It could be a question, your thoughts, praise, outrage. I don't care. I just want the attention. And I'll play the message back on the show and I'll catch you tomorrow at the fork in the road.